The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Well, you're looking festive, is how I would like to start this entire thing. Once again, you've dressed for the occasion.
This is one of the best things about Disney movies is there's always a great theme. You could always have a party that goes with these decoms.
It's true.
And today is my nice St. Patrick's Day. I'm like so close to making some corned beef and cabbage.
Well, I mean, that leads me to a question, which I'm not sure we've discussed yet on our journey to learn each other as people.
Right.
What's your favorite holiday? Have we talked about this?
No, we have not. St. Patty's is definitely a day that is celebrated in my house.
Okay.
No Irish background, but one of my best friends in college, her dad was very into St. Patrick's Day, and I love to cook. And her mom taught me how to make corned beef and cabbage the correct way. I also make, like, from scratch, I make soda bread, which perfect with the dish. Shout out to Val. You know who you are, Madre. And she hooked me up at a young age, and I make it every year now.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to invite myself over at some point to have that.
I make a ton of it.
Because I am Irish.
Okay. Oh, gosh. Maybe not.
Well, no, I've got a good amount of Irish in me. My mom, including maiden name, is Patricia Leary. They dropped the O when they came over for Ellis Island. So they were the O'Leary clan. So we've got some Irish in us, seriously. So
nice.
The corned beef and cabbage is amazing, but soda bread is the dense yet light and kind of sweet. Oh, it's so good.
I have gotten rave reviews. So okay. I'm telling you, I don't know personally, because again, it's not something I grew up with, but it's something I make now. And I definitely get a lot of, I have to make two, depending if there's how many people are coming over, at least two, sometimes three.
Okay.
Make it the day before, it sits, it simmers, it gets all the goodness. It's so good.
Well, add two people, because I'm inviting myself and my wife over for corned beef and cabbage.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm a Thanksgiving guy. I love Thanksgiving. Oh, I love the whole prepping all the food and everything, to the point where this year, for the first time ever, I finally talked my wife into second Thanksgiving.
What is that? Is that Friday?
No, that's second Thanksgiving is going to be in May. So every 6 months you do a Thanksgiving.
Oh, I love that.
So you get friends and family together. You make the same meal. You talk about what you're thankful for, but you don't have to wait till November.
Yes. See, it's about the food for me.
Yeah, me too.
Honestly, I love Easter. I love, now that I have Monroe, her doing the eggs and all of that. She's super excited. The Easter bunny clicks with her. I love it. But the food's kind of like,
Yeah, there's no real Easter food.
You know,
yeah.
We started going out to brunch more so than having, I don't feel like there's much of traditional Easter food anymore. So
sure.
It's kind of a lot about the food, in my opinion.
Well, that's true. Well, that kind of brings us, strangely enough, just holiday-wise, brings us around to what we're going to be watching today. But first, welcome back to Magical Rewind, the show that makes you want to grab your friends, your PJs, and your popcorn, and take it back to a time when all the houses were smart, the wave tsunamis, and the High School's Musical. I'm Wilfred L.
And I'm Sabrina Bryan.
And top of the morning to you, because this week, me lad, are in for a wild ride with the DCOM sports fantasy comedy, The Luck of the Irish, just in time for St. Patty's Day. We're going to break this one down as much as we can because, wow, there is a lot to unpack.
Much.
And if you thought that accent was bad, yikes, because, okay, so anyway, this movie is on Disney Plus, so feel free to go and pause this podcast. You can go watch it now, or you can just sit back, relax, and kiss the Blarney Stone with us. It debuted on March 9th, 2001, just a week before St. Paddy's Day, and it became a tradition every year for the Disney Channel to air it on the holiday for a very long time. So we're just adding to the tradition here on Magical Rewind. And this is always amazing, this stuff, to me. At the time of its premiere, it had become the most watched DCOM ever, which we are starting to learn a bit is just a trend for the premieres. They seem to just one outdoes the next and outdoes the next. Yeah. And it shows not only that sometimes the movies are getting better, sometimes they're not, but the popularity of the DCOM by 2001 is growing so much that they are...
People are excited to see what DCOM is coming next. Absolutely.
Exactly.
I know, I was one of those kids. I was waiting for the premieres of the new DCOM that was coming out. So
I love that.
I get it.
The website Collider actually has deemed this one the quote-unquote strangest Disney Channel original movie ever. MTV ranked it at number 13, and there are dozens of blogs and all this stuff online asking if this is highly offensive to Irish people. And I think the consensus for a movie with the tagline "Kid today, Leprechaun tomorrow" is, yeah, it's pretty offensive. it's funny offensive. We'll get into all that. Sabrina, I have just a very honest question for you. At any point while rewatching this movie, did you stop and say, oh my God, I'm on acid? I'm curious.
Oh, man. You know, there was just a lot of extremes. I feel that this movie for us, and this is coming from a cheetah girl who, you know, dove into the cheetah love. But I'm telling you, this was the most animated vibe, character driven, that's like on a cartoon level.
Yeah,
is that
right?
Safe to say it's very cartoony?
It is.
To the point where, you know, we are definitely going to talk about the scene, I'm sure, but I've got Pinocchio vibes with the guy looking like he was going to get some of the kids and take them and turn them into donkeys. Like there was that evil of a guy, you know, it just was a very extreme, not as much of a realistic movie. Absolutely. So yeah, it was a lot more than what we've seen so far.
And that's saying something.
Yes.
That's saying something. But I felt like Mal had slipped me some chocolates.
Yeah.
And instead of falling in love with her, I tripped and watched The Luck of the Irish.
You're right.
Has it now, I was trying to remember this. Can you think of another St. Patrick's Day movie?
The scary one, The Leprechaun?
A Leprechaun? Is that
a thriller movie?
Anything. You think about all the holiday movies.
Yeah, there's not a lot
of... St. Patrick's Day doesn't get a whole lot of love.
Oh, there is like a rom-com that she goes to Ireland on a leap year, which it's a leap year this year. And if you go, something about getting engaged. I know there's one that's not necessarily... It is involving Ireland, maybe not. Maybe I'm just, I got a backpedal.
First of all,
it's called leap year.
Okay, so I was gonna say, if you could stop being that specific, because that was...
it's a holiday, I guess, but yeah. Leap year.
Okay, that counts. That counts.
St. Patrick's Day is not usually, if it, there is a reference of it, there's a lot of drinking and it's a different situation than what you'd see on Disney Channel, right?
It is. Yes, I agree. But leap year, that's a good one. All right. Well, before I become weirdly tiny and start playing the Irish flute, let's get into the synopsis a little bit here. So when Kyle loses his magical golden charm and perennial good luck, he discovers that he's actually part leprechaun. He must now find the thief who stole his necklace to save the future of leprechauns and also win his high school basketball game, which, all right. So early thoughts, were you able to hang with Luck of the Irish?
I was intrigued at first with, obviously, about the holiday. Totally down for some leprechaun goodness, right?
Some leprechaun love?
Leprechaun magic. I started to, the amount of, and this is going to be a Sabrina C, so sorry, but the amount of in and outs that we had of that, like, intense, and the weird eyes his parents kept giving him when he was asking questions really started to creep me out.
You mean normal questions like, hey, where are we from?
it was starting to get a little bit a little too kind of creepy. And then when his mom became a leprechaun and got tiny, I actually appreciated it. It was finally, you're going to start moving into this actual, you know,
more Disney world. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's finally going to jump in. That to me lasted a little too long. So at that point I'm going, okay, I'm kind of over this now. So I did have that moment.
Yeah, this was a weird one for me. And there wasn't one thing specifically I disliked about it. Just the whole thing was really weird. It was just weird. I mean, we're coming from DCOMs where it's like The Descendants. So you're in a magical realm. Yes. I'm down for all that stuff. I'm down with I'm a fantasy nerd. So I'm obviously down with the what if. This was just really bizarre.
Yeah.
And they made some interesting choices, like that we'll talk about down the line, like the best friend who was so obsessed with finding out where this kid was from, where she's stalking him randomly, like, where are you from?
She's
like,
so rude.
Oh my God, it was weird.
Yet again, we have another female rude, just too pushy. Calm down. She was just too much.
Very strange and
too much.
Yeah. So the movie that we're talking about, of course, stars Ryan Merriman as Kyle Johnson, who is a high school student looking to learn more about his lineage. Also, because everybody's telling him he has to find his lineage, it's kind of weird. Only to find out that he's the most stereotypical Irish person
of life
that has ever lived. Yes. Ever. But Ryan, everybody knows Ryan, of course, because he's kind of DCOM a legend, as in Smart House, you know, which is one of the biggest DCOMs out there. I can't wait to watch Smart House. People are telling us Smart House has to be at or near the top of the list. So we're working on getting to Smart House. And he's also known for Final Destination 3, which is the roller coaster one where all the young kids have a great life and everything works out well. No, wait. Everybody in the cast is killed horribly.
Spoiler alert.
In the Dabney Coleman casting position, that is the wow, how did they get them for this movie casting position, we have Henry Gibson as Riley O'Reilly, which,
right?
Again, is just
legendary.
but also just, they should have just called him Irishio Irish guy. He's Ryan's grandfather and owner of a potato chip company. He's also a leprechaun in hiding. But not only is the potato chip company hugely popular and important, but also has the largest private potato chip security force in history.
So many. People must be breaking into that place on a Monday, a Wednesday, and a Thursday.
There was like 40 security guards.
It's insane.
For this potato chip factory. another spoiler alert. His grandfather, of course, turns out, of course, to be a leprechaun in hiding. Henry Gibson, the actor, was in the classic film Nashville, which he found himself nominated for a Golden Globe. That was 1976. He was also a regular on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, which any comedy person, myself included, will tell you is one of the genesis of the greatest comedy ever on television. He was in the Blues Brothers. He played Dr. Klopek in The Burbs and was a judge on Boston Legal right up until his death in 2009. He was great, but strange character. I think I'm saying this right. Marita Garrity is Kyle's mom, Kate, and she's best known as Nancy in Groundhog's Day, but was also in Sleeping with the Enemy and had a very small but incredible part in the amazing film Broadcast News, where she just stole the screen. Was amazing.
Wow.
We had Timothy Odmanson plays Seamus McTiernan, who's the villain of the movie. He still works all the time. He recently popped up in Percy Jackson and the Olympians, also on Disney Plus. You should go watch it because it's good. Ooh. As well as This Is Us. And he's been in basically everything, but he's probably best known as Kane on Supernatural. This movie runs a very hot 86 minutes. Probably about 75 of them, you are going to feel like you're on acid. But the 86 minutes is four from the bullseye we're looking for. It was filmed in Farmington, Utah, which is a hotbed of Scottish activity. It's not. It was written by Andrew Price, a former Jeopardy writer, and Mark Edwards Edens, who is a cartoon writer, yes, with credits like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and RoboCop Alpha Command. Love that cartoon writers, animation writers, I should say, get their due because it's some of the greatest writing out there. So please go support them. It was also directed by a true DCOM Hall of Famer and a dream guest that we've been trying to get for a while, who Sabrina knows from the Cheetah Girls One World, Paul Hoen.
What up, Paul?
What up, Paul?
Oh, he's so awesome. Ugh. He is great.
Yes. And we were trying, another one who's on our dream guest list who we'd like to get.
Yes.
But he was behind the camera for Disney movies like True Confessions, Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off, and Jump In. But way more importantly, he's now the main directing guy, the main man, wow, for all of the Zombies movies.
Yes.
One, two, three, and later part four. We, on Pod Meets World, Danielle and Ryder have been fighting over who gets to come on our show to break down the Zombies movies with us. So, yeah, pretty great. So this movie kicks off as Kyle is having a nightmare about Heritage Day, which is they throw you right into this movie right away.
No lead up.
No.
Boom.
And have you ever heard of this? So Heritage Day is an assembly at school that they're showing where everybody, apparently the students have to talk about their country of origin, do something that represents their country of origin in front of everybody. And so as they then pan across the audience,
it's like
there's Swedish barmaids,
pilgrims,
Native American chiefs,
yeah,
pilgrims. It was very, very strange.
It was.
And then we hear this tiny little voice, and there's Kyle, who's very miniature,
right,
screaming up, trying to get people to see him because he doesn't yet know what his heritage is.
But does, because he's already tiny. That part is what just right from the start threw me a little.
So is he small because he knows that he's becoming a leprechaun, or is he small because
he doesn't know it, but that's what it's insinuating.
Okay.
Right? As his mom, just as his mom was tiny and turned into, when she turned into a leprechaun, I felt it could have been a scene of where he's like, he's having a panic attack. I have no idea. More so than turning. That was just weird to me already from the beginning.
So it could be, you're saying it's his subconscious. His subconscious is, yes, already telling him that he's, yeah, part leprechaun. And so he has to go to Heritage Day. Did your school have Heritage Day?
So we did. It wasn't,
it's a real
an
thing,
assembly where people dressed up. But I remember growing up in elementary school, it was a way to open the doors of how we are all different, come from different places.
Okay.
And at my school, you brought in a specific dish that would represent.
Oh, so it was food.
A heritage. And everyone, that's what we had for lunch.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So me being Hispanic, I brought tamale pie, which is tamales, but it's like, yeah, more of a casserole, more of a platter, if you will. People would bring different things all,
sure,
from different places, which was really fun. And I love that.
I think that's better than having, because like, what if I guess everybody would have a dance. I guess every culture would, yeah, have their traditional dance. But
I feel putting on a performance is a way too much, but I will say the food was bomb. I really enjoyed it.
I'd rather do the food. Kyle's, yeah, big issue, of course, is that he doesn't know where his family is from. They're just from Cleveland, which is what his parents,
oh, Cleveland,
creepily keep telling him.
It just comes up so much in this movie.
But they're so scared. Sketchy, where he's just like, where am I from? And they do this Disney thing where it's the music stops and they're staring at him. you're from Cleveland.
It almost looks like the camera's shaking. You're having a seizure. It's so awkward.
It's like they don't want... They set it up to where his mom and dad, as far as... Because you have to make up whatever... have killed 65 people and have been on the run.
Yes.
And don't want to tell this kid.
Yes, that their backyard is filled with buried people.
Yes, it's like, why can't you just say...
We're from Ireland.
Where you're from. I mean, that's the thing.
You don't have to be a leprechaun if you're from Ireland. That's what's so weird.
We were going to touch on this later too, but what stops them from just saying, we're Irish?
We're Irish.
That'd be the end. That'd be the end. You know, you're hiding the fact that you're a leprechaun. You're not hiding the fact that you're Irish. Right? You're just say, Kyle, we're Irish.
Okay.
I know it makes for a much shorter film.
Right. A very short film.
But it seemed that they made a big deal out of hiding the fact that he was Irish. And again, we're not trying to go back and change the movie, but
no,
you feel like maybe they could have said we're Irish and then he finds something that he thinks there's something else. There's some kind of magic involved because they made the idea of not. It's like we can't even tell him we're Irish. So weird.
I think this comes back to why people are a little offended as far as it. It almost made it seem as if being Irish was bad, you know?
Yes, it was like a dirty thing.
Or it implicates that you are a leprechaun if you're Irish. And I feel like a lot of Irish people, you know, especially people that have real deep roots in it, could be very annoyed.
Yeah.
You know?
They do. I mean, they do. They try to kind of bring it back because she says eventually, she says, well, I didn't want you to feel like you were persecuted. Because the Irish were persecuted when they came to this country, which they certainly were. But it was like 150 years ago. But it never connects the way that it just didn't make any sense to not say you're Irish.
However it was intended to work. Yeah. However it was intended, it didn't. I think we agree. It did not come across that way.
No, it came off weird.
I'm sure they weren't trying to be offensive.
But it came off weird and bizarre. And again, it's 2001. The times are different, but it was, I think even then saying you're Irish was not a big deal. It was very real.
Yeah.
But the only evidence Kyle has about his origin is a very old necklace that was given to him by his mom. And what he realizes is there's an Irish symbol on it, which he thought was Chinese. And this, he does. He's like, I thought it was Chinese.
Dang it. I thought that would slip by you. That was one of my Sabrina C's. Like, are you kidding? Are you kidding? Kyle.
No, I saw that one, Kyle.
Kyle, you're a little bit of an idiot.
It's like, not Chinese, Kyle.
It's not Chinese.
And all of this coincides with finding out that he's been super lucky his entire life. So, you know, it starts with the basketball game. And he somehow, while diving, slaps the ball from past the three-point line.
Like, it became a volleyball tournament where he just...
slaps a basketball.
Hit it hard.
Three-point distance.
Which hurts, by the way.
Yeah.
That would hurt so bad.
Yeah, nobody could have done this. Steph Curry couldn't have done this shot. I mean, it was... And again, they're trying to show... that everything he touches turns to gold, for lack of a better word.
I wonder how many kids tried that after seeing it, just trying to slap balls into...
hurting their hand, falling on their shoulder, just trying to slap it. Not great fundamentals, man. Kyle, if I'm honest. Not great fundamentals. And then, you know, he's walking down the street. You know, he just finds $10. His friend kind of says to him, hey, you're always finding money. So he keeps finding all this money. And then he takes a test and he's sitting in class. And it's a great scene where the teacher's like, you can't just at the end. He goes, I take points off for wrong answers for a reason. So you can't just fill out the thing. Oh, wait, you got everyone right. So interesting montage to show that he's very lucky.
I asked several teachers that I know if this is in fact a way to promote studying, and they said there is no way any district would allow you to take points off of guessing. So that would implicate
just leave it
either
blank.
No or don't try. Don't try, if you're not sure, don't try. That is not something they can promote in school. Yeah.
Every good student like myself knows that when in doubt, just bubble in C.
Yes.
And you're going to be right occasionally.
C is always the answer when you don't know. Everyone knows that.
Exactly. I got a 4 on my SATs.
Perfect.
Hold up.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us. They burned us and subject us to really horrible, cruel, and unusual punishment.
After my personal experience at Provo Canyon School, I was shocked to learn that a man named Robert Litchfield, a man who got his start at the school that I went to, would go on to create a multi-million dollar empire.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's in treatment.
The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs in Schools.
They prey on, you know, a parent's really natural and beautiful love for their children in a really, really, unfortunately, effective way.
At this time in my life now, if someone presented this program to me, and not just because I've already experienced it, sham, scam, beware.
Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And so then we end up at an Irish festival.
Okay.
That is happening in town.
Let's talk.
Let's talk Irish festival.
Let's talk Irish festival.
Go ahead. You start.
First of all, him finding the exact necklace so quickly was just...
Well, very lucky.
Right. Okay. Whatever. I was confused at first when his, now we know, after watching the movie Grandpa, comes into it. Also very weird that he's never met him, but again, same thing. If he met him, I guess he'd clearly know he was a leprechaun.
Well, it's also they he doesn't like the inter... Right. I guess it would be an interspecies marriage because they're insinuating that a leprechaun is essentially a completely different species than a human being.
Yeah.
So
okay. I got, like I was talking before, such creepy vibes from that first guy we meet at the festival. He icked me so gross. It was so icky. And so as they're going, then we go into this commotion of some type of performance that's going on. And lo and behold, Lord of the Dance comes out. It's just giving me everything. I'm telling you, I know I was not really expecting to love this festival. I fell in love with the festival, Lord of the Dance, all the tapping.
Fell in love with it.
Oh, good. He was clearly not tapping himself.
No, he wasn't. They had a stunt tapper.
I didn't even care because it was very hard. That is a very hard style of dance to learn.
Oh, yeah.
So I would never expect an actor to be able to just pick that up randomly. But oh my God, it was so good. I was laughing at myself how much I loved it. I rewound it and watched it 3 times.
I watched it a bunch because I'm not sure if you noticed this or not, but it starts with the women dancing on the stage. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then they peel off and it looks, I couldn't tell if it was just a big drop down or she wipes, but it looks like a woman falls off the stage.
You are stealing my job. Are you?
Oh, did you see it?
I did not see that.
Oh, okay. So I don't know if I kept rewinding it and she's closest to us as you're watching it. And I couldn't tell if she had to duck down and then jump off or she falls. But I mean, there's like, it looks like a wipe to me.
This is one thing you will find out about me quickly. People eating it, just fully falling is one of my favorite things in the whole world. I cannot believe I missed that. As soon as we are done doing this, I am going back and watching that.
Go check. I could be wrong. I even to the point where I brought my wife in again. I was like, is she falling? She said, I think she's just jumping down, but you can't tell. It looks like she's there and then she's gone.
She's there.
You can't tell what's going on.
And then she's, whoa, whoa, whoa. She's gone.
Yeah.
She's gone.
Michael Flatley, Lord of the Dance, comes out. But of course, this is actually our main bad guy, Seamus McTiernan, the villain, comes out. And all of a sudden, Ryan can't keep his feet together. He starts dancing as well.
Well, did you notice the other people doing that in the audience before?
Are they other leprechauns? Is that what that meant?
That's what I'm guessing. And I wasn't sure what the festival was really supposed to be. What its purpose was.
Right. Well, it's supposed to normalize the Irish is what I think they're trying to do because it's so dirty to be Irish.
I've never been to somewhere where people are, unless it's a concert of some sort and they're not actually doing the material. Well, I guess maybe. I bet you go to a Janet Jackson concert and like people are like, control, bah, 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 and maybe know the choreography.
I don't know what that means, control, but...
I don't know.
This had to have been during Riverdance time, though, right? When everything was super popular. Do you remember that? It was like,
yes.
Michael Flatley, Lord of the Dance, and Riverdance.
Of the Dance was just amazing.
Yeah.
I tapped when I was growing up, so I thought it was so amazing. And it was super hard to do their specific style.
You also don't move your upper body.
But people doing it randomly.
It was weird. Yeah.
That was a question I had in Sabrina C's. Were they also leprechauns? Was that the purpose of that or what?
I don't know.
Never explained. It just was a
teeny
part of the scene and then moved on quickly because he starts dancing.
Yeah, we don't know if they're part of the leprechaun community or not.
And this is when his necklace gets stolen.
Yeah, so he's knocked down. His necklace is switcheroo, though we don't ever see. I went back to check. You never actually see who switches
it. There's no way you could ever see it.
Nope. You don't see what happens. So it's probably some kind of magic. And with, you know, unbeknownst then to Ryan, that was the secret of their family's luck. And it's like all their power.
Puts a fake one on and bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he wakes up the next morning. He's starting to get shorter. His hair starting. I mean, it's like he's starting to turn into full leprechaun. And then when he goes downstairs, his mom the first time he sees her, she's just done her hair differently, but she's got a full Irish accent that he doesn't ever mention.
No one says anything about this. It's not a hint of it. It's not a word or two.
No, she's fully Irish all of a sudden. Good morning, son. Yeah. Welcome to the... And you're like, maybe, hey, mom, what's up?
Yeah. Mom, are you okay? Mom.
But she's got the big curl. Now I'm just trying something more natural with my hair this morning. Like, why not bring it up?
not anything. And the dad really doesn't mention anything to her either, which is weird because he knows.
No, they're from Cleveland.
Right? He knows about what's going on.
Still keeping the secret.
And he doesn't say anything.
Nope. But all of a sudden, Ryan is starting to say stuff too. Like instead of dad, he's saying, Mada.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, da? Oh, I mean, dad. And it's so apparently they're... good luck charm also takes away their Irish accent, even though Ryan was born and raised in the United States.
Never had one.
And by parents who did not have the Irish accent either.
Yeah.
Apparently the only reason he did not have an accent is because of the coin.
Right.
So it's luck. It helps with luck and linguistics, apparently, the coin.
Yes, exactly.
So this is when they tell him, finally, you're Irish. It's about time they break him this horrible news.
Yeah.
That he is, in fact, Irish. Did you find anything strange with that? Where he was finally, his dad was going to tell him something. And then his mom's not going to tell him he's a leprechaun. And when she says, you're Irish, the dad was like, oh, thank God you just told him he was Irish. So then why not tell him he was Irish?
But from the beginning, it could have been that. Yeah, it was, again, I had already gotten over it at this point.
Riverdance just washed all the problems away in your head, didn't it? Yes. People tapped all the problems right out of your head.
The river dancing brought me back into the magic of, okay, we're just going to go with it. Not being Irish, I wasn't offended.
I'm Irish and I wasn't offended. It was more just weird than anything else.
Yeah, it was strange. It was very strange. Yeah. Could you imagine with any other cultural background?
No.
It being okay to just...
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
It's so weird.
Really not at all.
Yeah.
But they also tell him that not only is he Irish, but he's half leprechaun, which again seems like two completely different things. It's like, oh, you're Irish and magic.
But it's sort of, I mean, that's been done in other movies where they're, and TV shows where you're, that I guess what you're saying too is it's half human, half leprechaun.
Which again, I think had he known he was Irish the whole time, it's like, you know, you're Irish. We're happy of, we're proud of our Irish heritage. That's what it is. Then you find out, oh, by the way, you're part leprechaun.
Right.
It makes more sense than... you know what I mean? Yeah, you're kind of burying the lead there. You know, it's like, just start with, you're Irish. Oh, yeah, super simple. But then he loses his coin. Again, not rewriting the movie, but that part, I think, needed to. Because you can see how some people, like on the blogs and all that stuff, got a little miffed with this. And again,
totally.
I'm part Irish, but I'm not, you know, I was not. But at the same time, you could see how they're like, oh, they're just equating being Irish with being a leprechaun. If you're Irish, you're a leprechaun. That's what that means. As opposed to having him proud of his Irish heritage and then finding out, oh, by the way, you're part leprechaun.
You're not fully human. Yeah.
That's a great, you're not fully human. You're part fairy. You're part dwarf. You're part, they've done this with all, you know, that's a total fantasy trope.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, without the necklace, he and his family turn into very cartoonish versions of Irish people.
Yes.
Cooking food over giant leaves of cabbage. They all sound like they're in a Lucky Charms commercial.
My favorite was when she was in front of the fireplace with that big thing.
And she's burning, because we're burning peat. There's nothing like you do here but burn peat. It's like,
didn't know what the hell she was talking about. I'm like, who's Pete? Why are you burning him?
You're burning Pete. You're still in the house.
What happened to Pete? Oh, is that Hatching Pete in there? What's going on?
Oh, no. No. So what we need to tell you is peat is a type of thing they burn there, Sabrina. That's how you burn peat to, it's like a moss that's burned for heat.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's peat. It's grown. No, well, it's like a loam, I think is what they say. So it's like burned. It's like on the ground.
You just replaced it with another word that I don't know.
It's like sheets of this stuff that's grown on the ground that's almost grassy, but that can hold smoke and it holds heat very well.
Okay.
By the way, I could be completely wrong about this, but I don't think I am. Because they also use it to hold in heat, like that you can put peat on the top of roofs and stuff like that in the day. They used to build houses with peat, and you can also burn peat. And so they're peat bogs in Ireland and Scotland.
We're all about education here at Magical Rewind, guys.
There you go.
You're welcome.
And speaking of education, we met O'Reilly, or met Riley O'Reilly, the grandfather, who he'd never met before, at the Irish Festival.
The festival.
Who owns the... I thought at first it was product placement, because everybody in the movie is eating from giant bags of Emerald Island potato chips.
Right.
To the point where it's so noticeable that I said out loud by myself, why is everybody eating these potato chips?
Right, because you know already that does not happen in DCOMs. They do not do anything like that. The channel didn't even have commercials. It was
weird.
Yeah, so it was strange. I thought the same thing. What's going
on? What's up with the Emerald Isle potato chips?
As I'm watching it with these potato chip, why couldn't they do what everyone else does, which is plays instead of lays? Like, why do we have to have these crazy bags everywhere? They're always the same.
But it's because the giant potato chip factory moved into town, like you do, and it's run by his grandfather, Riley O'Reilly, who, of course, he has never met, except Rand, he met at the Irish Festival. But before that, he hadn't met him because his grandfather is against the marriage of his dad and his mom.
And he quickly gets blamed for taking this necklace.
Instantly by his mom.
So fast. By his daughter. She is pissed. Yeah. I mean, she gets so angry so quick and assumes automatically it was him. Automatically.
And by the time, we should say also, by the time that she is angry and blames her dad,
she's tall.
If not even. She's 6 inches tall and playing the flute while jumping around on the counter.
Yes.
And this is where they break it to Kyle that, again, this is what's going to happen. And that's when he realizes he's getting smaller and his ears are getting pointier.
There's no more money on the ground.
What's going to happen? So they say, we've got to go to the potato chip factory. And they end up having to break into said potato chip factory, even though there's a school. It's the same day that the school is bringing a group of kids there. But Ryan tries to break in again, past the BlackRock equivalent of the biggest private security force in the world, in the potato chip security factory.
Right.
An impressive array of security guards at the potato chip factory.
Yes.
He goes in. It turns out that, oh no, it's not Riley O'Reilly. It's Seamus Finnegan, they think. Because Riley O'Reilly says that he's a bad version of leprechauns that like to steal everything.
Did it ever explain why?
Because they're thieving. They're a thieving lot. That's what it is. That's what it is, Sabrina. They're a thieving lot.
Yeah.
So speaking of which, because obviously we know the answer would be me, because I'm pretty great at it, you can tell. Who do you think had the best Irish accent of the film?
Well, I do have to say I was so excited to do this because I was going to hear yours so often.
Mine's so terrible, though. No, it's so bad.
Listen, this is not... I don't know what a good one is supposed to sound like.
Oh, good. Then mine's perfect. Mine's spot on.
I really don't. I feel as their accents were very strong.
And yes.
As I said, cartoon-like.
Yes, it was a cartoon.
Been to Ireland. That's where Jordan and I got engaged. And I don't ever remember coming across somebody that sounds like that. I got to dance with Tristan McManus, who's Irish. And
okay,
sometimes it depends what we were doing, you know, hanging out. If we were having some drinks or not, when he would have drinks, his Irish accent would get stronger.
Come through a wee bit harsher. Yes,
and he always had, and he had different words that I didn't know what he was talking about, like Pete. So
like peach bog,
you know,
like loam.
So this was definitely more cartoony.
Yeah, it was.
So
it's very caricaturish.
It didn't necessarily bother me because I really don't know the difference.
Right.
And again, yeah, the whole movie itself was just so much more of an animated type movie than anything else.
But that's, I think, why some people were getting offended by it, is because it was like a caricature of Irish people.
Yes.
You know, like everything, we all play the flute and we all do.
Right.
And had they just differentiated between the two.
That one part of the storyline.
We're very proud of our Irish heritage. Yes. And you're Irish. And oh, by the way, you're a leprechaun. I think it would have made all the difference in the world. By the way, fun fact for everybody out there, as Sabrina and I are getting to know each other, you got engaged in Ireland in the place where Sue and I went on our honeymoon.
So I know.
At Ashford Castle, which is like our favorite place in the world.
Ashford Castle. Hit us up if you would like us to come there.
It is
over
magical.
Christmas, by the way, because I heard it's amazing there
it
during
is
Christmas.
Truly magical. Yeah. We're trying to go. We're trying to go for New Year's this year.
It is beautiful.
Magical. Yeah.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have like one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us. They burned us and subject us to really horrible, cruel and unusual punishment.
After my personal experience at Provo Canyon School, I was shocked to learn that a man named Robert Litchfield, a man who got his start at the school that I went to, would go on to create a multi-million dollar empire.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's kid treatment.
The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They prey on, you know, a parent's really natural and beautiful love for their children in a really, really, unfortunately, effective way.
At this time in my life now, if someone presented this program to me, and not just because I've already experienced it, sham, scam, beware.
Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm also convinced that one of the reasons that they wrote this entire movie is for the one joke about the shores of Erie. Because they talk about how it, I guess in Ireland, it's supposed to be Erie. Is that, that's how you say Ireland within the, I think it's Gaelic. It's Erie.
Okay.
But they say Erie, so they use it as the misdirect at the end to where he, you know, he confines the bad leprechaun to the shores of Erie.
Right.
And the leprechaun makes the deal because he thinks that means his homeland of Ireland. And it turns out to be just the lake in Lake Erie in Ohio. Also, right, pretty bashing of Ohio at the end of the day when they're like, no, not Ohio. What have I done to myself? Like, it's it really made anybody from Ohio feel pretty bad.
Yeah.
About themselves as well. But by this point, he's gone kind of full leprechaun. He's getting shorter.
Shorter. The hair's getting more
the hair's
red.
Gone Sugar Ray.
The ears have now
ears
pointed.
Are pointy.
And he's got, oh my gosh. You have to stop for a second. This is
what?
One of my Sabrina C's, but I've got so many of them that I'm okay. I haven't gone through my list yet. I keep checking to make sure I've got some for our portion. That wretched hat that he had.
Ugh.
Was so awful. I could
to cover the hair. Well, at first you're like, what?
No, it was. I think it was more about his ears were starting to get pointy. Okay. That's how. Why couldn't it have been a beanie? It was such a bad hat. It bothered me so much. I don't even know where he got that hat. It does not look like he would have owned that hat. It should have been a beanie or something else. It was awful.
I love how you were over the Irish stuff because the dancing wiped it away, but you couldn't get over the hat.
No, the hat bothered me so much. I know. That's just ridiculous. Obviously, this hat would have been much better.
That's a wonder. You've got a wonderful hat.
It wouldn't have covered his ears, though.
I think this is a perfect time to talk a little bit about some of the other characters around
yes.
him.
Okay.
Because he had some of his friends that I thought, first of all, no one had a problem finding out that he was a leprechaun or that his mom was a leprechaun. It
no.
was seriously like, I'm part leprechaun. Okay, what do we have to do? Which part of me is like, that's the most ridiculous thing in the world. And another part of me is like, that's the kind of friend I want in
that's
my life.
That's a kind of cool friend. Cool.
<That's> it's exactly.
Pack your babs. All right. What's going on? What kind am I packing? Am
yeah.
I packing a shovel or just some cash because we're going out?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I need your help. Don't ask me what it is, but we're going to hurt some people.
Yes.
Whose car are we taking?
Yes, exactly.
That's what you want. So part of me is respects it in that it's like, okay, that's I love that. Part of me is like, maybe ask what's going on your mom 6 inches tall.
Yes.
By the way, my wife's favorite part of the movie, she laughed, she rewound it for some reason, was just the visual of her
like
in
I
the
know.
Back of the car with the giant seatbelt on. She, my wife loved that so much that she was just, she look at the size of her, look at this, I love that. Yeah, absolutely.
to say it, though, there was multiple times where they were laugh out loud moments.
Yes.
Rewind worthy.
Absolutely.
Really good times throughout the movie. Yeah,
the same way when you're on acid, you go, dude, did that really happen? Okay. I wish I could see that again. So his closest friend is the black kid who is awesome in this movie.
He has
one of the best lines in maybe any DCOM so far that I've seen, because it was so earnest and so awesome the way that he said it, where she's talking about how the Irish were really treated horribly in this country and really paid a very low wage when they got here. And without missing a beat, he just goes, well, at least you guys got paid. And it was,
oh my gosh,
awesome, because I love that he called it out. I love that he called it out, where
absolutely,
he was just like, at least you guys got paid. It was,
yep,
such a great line. And so glad that Disney did something like that, because it was so true. And I thought that was great. His other friend, Bonnie. You start with Bonnie.
I think it might, because it was just so early on, have one of my, okay, I'm done moments, was really early on in the movie. I didn't really love Bonnie really at all.
No.
Except for during the potato chip like factory.
Yeah.
That she was down for the count, or down for the game. What's going on? Let's do it. The mission is on. Let's go. She got on board, but I really just didn't connect with her much at all.
Were they writing her as a love interest? I didn't
understand that.
It didn't make any sense. Yeah.
Her storyline about soccer was pushed, but not pushed enough to make me care about her being a soccer player versus, you know, what she was there for. I really didn't connect or need her to be there. I felt like her character could have just been him and his buddy.
Because the actress is good.
She was great. It was what her character, how it was developed.
I agree.
And then when she went off with his dad, was it, to go make a phone call because her dad was going to be worried?
Yeah.
I found that very strange.
Yeah.
I mean, I know she needed to, but I don't know.
But at the beginning, she was so
off-putting.
She needed to know, where are you from? What's your heritage? I need to know what your, I'm head of the Heritage Foundation. I need to know what your heritage. And it was after a while, then she shows up again at the basketball court where he's there because he can't make the foul shots.
Uh-huh.
And she just shows up again to just berate him for not knowing where he's from and then get mad at him and walk out. I'm like, what are you doing here?
For the amount of practice and all that, and it going back into being lucky and blah, blah, you have to put the work in.
He's there at the court
practicing
by himself. Trying to make his 10 foul shots, and she's talking about how he doesn't put the work in.
And where are you from?
Where are you from?
She needed
a rewrite.
Right.
Arguably the most important female character in the piece.
Right.
Next to his mom, who obviously is our connection to the Leprechaun
and
land.
Comic relief type stuff because of the funny.
And she was hysterical, the mom, especially when she was little. Very funny.
That moment, that character that you really needed to feel for, you know, there needed to be more than that, than what she was given, I felt. So it was disappointing for that.
I agree, 100%.
She was great, like you said. She could have definitely taken on a more of a storyline.
I think so, too. So they finally get Seamus Finnegan. They find out he's actually the one who has stolen the necklace. They go to try to steal the necklace back, because that's the other thing, is apparently the grandfather has magical powers where he can now open safes. So he opens the safe to steal the necklace back. But they essentially, Ryan says, you can't steal all the money. We're not these people. The grandfather's actually happy. He's like, you're embracing your leprechaun side. I'll leave the money. But that's when the bad guys show back up. And of course, because they seem to have set up that this type of leprechaun has a gambling addiction. Yeah. That you can just gamble with them. Yeah.
Well, same with his grandpa not just wanting to take his. What is that part of something about leprechauns that I don't know?
They've set it up that leprechauns need to steal gold.
Okay.
And it was hard for him to leave the pot of gold that they found at the end of the rainbow, which is a cool addition. Like, the end of the rainbow actually led them to the pot of gold. But then he almost couldn't, like, hold on to it. It was odd.
Well, he was very leprechaun at that time because his beard has now grown 4 feet long.
2 feet. Yeah.
I didn't understand that because, again, I don't know a lot of history of how the leprechaun even really came up.
No one does.
But I don't remember it having to have this
super long beards.
I know that gnomes do. I don't know. It's not something that I've ever equated to a leprechaun. So
yeah, it was strange. But then to get the coin back, he essentially says, I challenge you to a game of sports,
mm-hmm.
which nobody says, I'll challenge you to sports. They'll pick a sport. I challenge you to basketball. I pick some. But so right. Obviously they want to set it up to where there's a loophole. So he says, I want to challenge you to sports. It ends up being this weird combination of like a decathlon and sports that are apparently very quote unquote leprechaun kind of sports. And then it ends up back at the final basketball game, where all of a sudden the leprechauns, the bad leprechauns, have hidden themselves as the opposing team. The grandfather, who I have to assume nobody can see except the leprechauns, like none of the other team can see him, because he's chained to the top of the basketball hoop.
Chains from 300 years ago.
Right. You got to imagine they're magical chains they're that make it so nobody can see him.
Yes. He's so tiny, though, right?
It's very strange. Yeah, he's now getting, because I think he's also getting smaller.
Okay.
Is
he not that tiny of a person? He seems like he's pretty short.
I think in real life he's small, but I think he's
not
even
as tiny as he was on that basketball.
Yeah, because he even says, why aren't you changing faster? Why aren't you getting smaller? And he says, it's a funny line. He says, old people, it's harder for old people to change. So funny how he says that. But they finish the basketball game. It's a very decom moment. They finish the basketball game. Ryan ends up winning. It turns out to be you have to stay on Lake Erie. He gets trapped on Lake Erie. And you think the movie's done. It can't get any more Disney than that. And then for some reason, it ends up in the strangest thing I've seen in a decom or maybe any movie ever, where they end up at Heritage. That's fine. He now knows his heritage. He does the Irish dance. He does the kind of leprechaun thing at the end. No problem. Everybody claps. Movie over, right? No. Right. All of a sudden, he breaks into a version of This Land Is Our Land.
Oh, my gosh.
That then everyone starts to sing. And this is when the acid had fully kicked in for
fully.
Me.
Fully. Why? What? I love musical moments. You know I'm
Who
a
doesn't?
Musical girl. I have no idea why this was how we had to end the movie.
It was weird.
I was good with the Lord of the Dance.
Yes, exactly.
That he did. To me, that was a good Disney moment. I loved it.
Exactly.
It was hilarious. I thought he did really well if that was him, in fact, dancing for, you know, at least some of it.
It was great. It was cringy. It was super cringy.
Song was so weird. And again, they're at this heritage assembly or whatever it is, and they're all dressed to these very cliche outfits represent their heritage, singing the song. I didn't understand it. It was the weirdest way.
You get what they're going for because it's Disney, but it was very bizarre. Speaking of songs, by the way, the soundtrack, which was mostly Irish, but once again, they managed to fit a ska song in there.
Yes.
And then there was a sound of like a perfect sound of like a TLC's Waterfalls kind of. Did you hear that?
Where?
Oh, yeah. It was right at the beginning. Ryan wins the basketball thing and all the girls are coming up to him. And it sounds like water. That's what I thought it was Waterfalls by TLC.
Oh, my gosh. I have to go watch it again. Oh.
So that's our film. I know what we thought about it, but what did other people think about it, Sabrina? It's our time for our real reviews, where, you know, we take a 5-star review from the internet, which is real, and a 1-star review from the internet, which is real, and we read them to you. Do you have a preference of which one you do today?
I'm going to do the 5-star because I'm going to make a request for yours, but I'll do it after the 5-star.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. This is from Kelsey Chachi. This documentary taught me a lot about the Irish culture. The film follows the struggles of an Irish immigrant son and his struggles to fit in as a leprechaun. This movie was a great reference for me for prepping for my trip to Ireland.
I'd like to point out again, they started this documentary meant a lot to me about the Irish culture.
Kelsey, Nothing on the Disney Channel is a documentary.
About leprechauns.
I don't think they've ever done a documentary.
I don't know, but certainly not about leprechauns.
DCOM does not stand for documentary.
Documentary, exactly. DCOM stands for documentary. The one star is by somebody named Pierce Comerford.
Yes.
I think I'm saying that right.
Can you do this in your accent, please?
Oh, God, really?
Oh. Okay, never mind.
It said, well, here's why I don't want to do it in my accent, because the first line says, I found this movie very cringy, to say the least. I found this movie very cringy, to say the least.
Okay.
As an Irish person, we are sick of Americans think we were all leprechauns, which are fictional characters. That's besides the point. The plot of this movie was okay, but the acting and Irish accents, references, and jokes were terrible. Would not recommend.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I, a different time, but it was... I can see how it would be a little cringy. And I think you said it absolutely right, where had this been any other ethnic group,
yes,
they wouldn't have even made this movie.
No.
So, no. Yeah, interesting.
I'm Ilya Kani, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together. We'll cry together and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us. They burned us and subject us to really horrible, cruel and unusual punishment.
After my personal experience at Provo Canyon School, I was shocked to learn that a man named Robert Litchfield, a man who got his start at the school that I went to, would go on to create a multi-million dollar empire.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's in treatment.
The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs in Schools.
They prey on, you know, a parent's really natural and beautiful love for their children in a really, really, unfortunately, effective way.
At this time in my life now, if someone presented this program to me, and not just because I've already experienced it, sham, scam, beware.
Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are now going to our wonderful segment that I love so much. This might be becoming one of my favorite segments that we do, which is our 3.5 facts, which, as you know, there are 3 facts that are real and then a fact that we might, I don't know, might be real, might not. We found it on the internet. It could be real. Might be. Do you want to start?
Sure.
All right, go ahead.
9 BYU students and graduate dancers were cast as Irish step dancers because when you think BYU, you think Irish. Well, it was filmed in Utah.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
So
it makes sense why they're often.
Must have been what it was. Another DCOM filmed in good old Utah.
Well, I was just going to say it's a perfect transition to number 2, which is The Luck of the Irish and another DCOM, Halloween Town High. They filmed at the same Utah high school, which is Juan Diego Catholic School. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Utah is one of those catch-alls, especially for Disney. It's a great state to shoot in. The people there are very friendly. And it's gorgeous background. So,
however,
you go.
I will say they needed to start being more specific or more detailed focus on it because I feel like you can recognize the high school hallways and the entrances.
Oh, really?
That entrance, a movie that I've seen, Hatching Pete. Entrance into it wasn't the same, or there was an entrance into the basketball game or somewhere.
That all looked similar?
Yeah, that looked very similar.
You know, they could all just go to the same high school. Every DCOM takes place at the same high school, and it's just every student there is amazing.
Different issues.
It's like, that one's a leprechaun. That one is Maleficent's kid. Like, they're all just at the same high school. That would be awesome.
All right. Cleveland's Irish population is actually well above the country's average with 13.4% of residents claiming Irish descent. So the movie has some realism in its plot, but there are no statistics about the leprechauns.
That's true. We weren't able to find that.
Unable.
My half fact is something that I knew before even our amazing producers did the research.
Ooh.
And
did you tell them this?
And I yelled at the screen as it was happening. No. So this movie claims that the Irish invented the potato chip, but that's not true. So it's very heavily disputed. That's true. But in a disputed claim, the most well-known theory is that Chef George Crum from Saratoga Springs, New York, and this is the story that I had heard too, sliced a potato too thin as a revenge after a customer claimed the potatoes he was serving were cut too thick. So the story that I heard was he delivered French fries. They said, we want thin French fries. He delivered them again. They said they're not thin enough. So as a, oh yeah, well, what do you think of this? He sliced them as thin as he possibly could, fried them up, and boom, the potato chip was born. For the record, there are like 15 other people who claim they invented it as well, including somebody from New York just named Bobby Potato Chip. But we can't guarantee any of that, by the way.
Right.
But those are the stories that I heard. It was the same thing. It was at a hotel, I believe, in Saratoga Springs, New York. If we are wrong, I apologize, but it's on the internet, so it's never wrong.
A huge reason why I would be so terrible in customer service, because I would do something like that. Oh, you want more ranch? You want more ranch again? I just gave you a little thing of ranch, so I'd bring out like the biggest bowl of ranch I could.
But then you would have just invented Ranch Bowl, which would then have taken over the world much like the potato chip. That's the joy.
Exactly.
We're going to get into some Irish and I guess leprechaun slang game right now.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you some of the very intense Irish slang that was used.
I have to jot these down for maybe a game at my next St. Patrick's Day party.
Exactly. So, for example, da is dad, obviously. But we heard a lot of boyo, which is a boy or a lad.
Okay.
Gillies are the ladies that are, or it's a ladies' Irish dancing shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Are the gillies, apparently.
The gillies. Got it.
Okay. Did you wear gillies when you were tapping? You wore tap shoes.
No,
right?
I just wore tap shoes, but okay. Maybe you could call them that.
I guess. Crubeens are boiled pig's feet. Bonnie clabber is a type of sour milk. And the far derrig is the short, ugly fairy from Irish stories that is known for being mischievous. So the far derrig is what Seamus Finnegan was supposed to be.
Okay.
He's supposed to be a far derrig. And they're the gambling kind of drinking, hard partying, and apparently very good at different sports. I do want to bring back Adam Mori, if we could, because we haven't done it in a while.
Okay.
What do you got? Who would you add and where?
Oh, we have not added one in a while. And I do love this. I can't imagine any of them in this movie.
This is kind of a tough one, right? This was kind of a tough one.
Yeah.
The only thing I could think was maybe splitting the Bonnie character into two characters and making it Tia and Tamara.
Yeah. That would make more sense of being so overwhelmed.
Maybe one was more about like soccer and one was more about, you know, something like that. But this was a tough one to do because I thought the kid who was African American who played his best friend was great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where you'd throw them in.
Oh, man. Or Taj as a potato chip security guard.
That's exactly what this movie was lacking, was a larger private potato chip security force member.
Another security guard.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Or one of the twins being her mom instead of her dad being a part of the, you know, how he was really hard on her, maybe taking over that role.
You could have done that. That would have been cool. They could have written a role too, where it was like you meet the head of their kind of clan that says you've got to go and, you know, really kind of explains instead of the grandfather, maybe it's like the head of the clan. And that could be Tia or Tamara who comes and it's like, you are holding all our luck. That could have been interesting.
Yes. Yes.
Because I wonder if Tia, Tamara or Taj could do a bad Irish accent. to be into this film, which brings us now to something you've been chomping at the bit because you've been cutting down your list the whole time.
You should see how long I have to make my list because you're getting better and better, Will. I love it. I got to keep going through.
Let's do Sabrina C's. Sabrina C's.
First of all, I just had to, one of the ones that's in bold was during this whole, you know, sport competition that he's doing to win, you know, his coin back. They make the comment that dance is not a sport, and I would just like to take a few seconds to make sure that everyone in the Disney Channel world knows that it is actually a sport. It's an athletic it's within the they're called athletes on the team. They get PE credit, so I just needed to do that. That one is in bold.
So that's not Sabrina C's, that's Sabrina's pissed.
Well, that was said in the movie, and I just can't believe they allowed that to
I just hope for the record that the producers just put in a Sabrina's pissed right after we just did that.
Oh, I love it. Perfect. Okay. One of my things, I thought you were going to say this, that was Sue's favorite part and kept laughing in the car.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I thought you were going to say. I almost blurted it out. My favorite was when Grandpa comes up. He comes up and she punches him so hard with her teeny tiny fist and he goes down. Oh my God. It was not expected. I knew she was upset, but to punch her dad? Whoa. Oh my gosh. I watched that probably 5 times. It was so good. It was, and he was so great taking a punch and her just imagining her itty bitty little fist.
She, I have to say, I thought, especially when she got little, she stole this movie for me. I thought she was so good.
So good.
As the leprechaun. Again, very cartoonish version, but she was great at it.
Yes.
She was great at it. Yeah. Really.
And
was.
Then the whole car scene, the chase with the RV. I mean, that was just so hilarious to me. And the fact that he has this convertible car, and I mean, all of that, the end, that whole scene was just something going, are we seeing everything that's happening in front of us right now? And then she's sitting here on a little, which I thought for Disney was, I don't think they would do it now. I can't remember how big smoking was an issue back then, but she sits on a little packet of matches when she's on the front of the car. And I was just, I mean, I don't know what else it could have been, but it was just kind of funny to me that she would sit on matches in a Disney movie.
I think matches are probably a cheap thing to make big because you obviously have to make this huge thing.
Right, yeah.
So it's probably like, what's the cheapest thing we could make that's small that'll make, okay, let's make a book of
matches.
That
would be in a car of some sort. Yeah.
Yeah,
just the fact that the car itself, the fact that it was a convertible, it totally gets just clobbered and awful, all the stuff that's on them. I mean, that whole thing. And then again, I got my ska moment. That is,
you did.
We see very clear at this era of the Disney Channel that they are using ska in every single movie that they can.
And you love it, and you're down for it.
And I'm totally down for it. So
Sabrina's,
I love that.
Happy again.
Yes, and I'm happy again.
Okay, well then let's rate it. If we're here and you enjoyed the movie, what do you think? Should we do, you know, 1 out of 10 boiled pig's feet? Tiny, tiny leprechaun moms?
Yeah.
Potato chip security guards?
Mm.
Basketball. Grandpa's on a basketball hoop. What do you think? How do we...
I like the potato chip security guards.
1 potato chip security guard is a bad movie. 10 potato chip security guard is a phenomenal movie. How many potato chip security guards you got?
I think I'm going to go right in the middle and even... Well, maybe I'll do a 5.5 potato chip security guards.
Okay. You and I think we're starting to be the same way. I'm at 5 potato chip security guards, which is 62 guards less than they had at the potato chip factory.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree. It wasn't my favorite, if I'm honest. I found it just to be super weird. Yeah. And I probably could have given it a higher number, like maybe a 6.5. The song at the end...
It really pulled it down for me. Really did.
Yeah.
I probably would have gone the same. 6 down to 5.5 because it ended so terribly.
All right. Well, there we go. Thank you everybody so much for joining us this week for The Luck of the Irish. If you want to go and watch this just absolute acid trip of a film, please check it out. Just, you know, be safe as you're watching. thank you so much once again for joining us. The next movie we're going to be watching, I know nothing of this next movie. Nothing. It is 2004's Pixel Perfect, but it is one of the ones that people have really wanted us to watch.
A lot of people. I keep getting DMs like crazy. You got to do that. And I've never watched it either. And this is right around when I was really watching a lot of DCOMs. So I don't know how I missed it.
Well, 2004, you're right in the heart of everything with the Cheetah Girls and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. Yeah, this is the DCOMs answer for AI, obviously. And again, I know nothing of this, so this is going to be a fun one to watch. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget, you can subscribe to our feed and you can follow us at Magical Rewind Pod on the Instagram machine. And join us next time. I was going to end with a horrible Irish accent and I can't even bring myself to it. Maybe could you just very quickly sing the last song for us and we'll all join in creepily.
No, I'm not doing that at all. No way. That was so cringy. I couldn't even get through the first line.
Well, thank you all for joining us and we'll see you next time here on The Magical Rewind. Thank you.
Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.